Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fourth installment in Caring for the Ill. I'd like to discuss a little bit more the issue of public Misha Beirachs for Cholim, public prayers for the ill. Just a few things that come up. One is when you give a whole list of ill people and you're davening for them as a group, there is a certain concept, for lack of a better term, of ayin hara, by associating people who aren't going to get better with people who might get better. I don't mean at all that we should limit the people who we daven for if they might get better. What I am saying is it's connected to what we discussed yesterday. If there's a person who, again, forgive my direct language, I just want to make sure we're communicating. If there's a person who is about to pass away, and the only question is when, it's not good to be including them on the same Misha Beirach list as people who you're davening should have a total reversal of health fortunes. And that's just the concept to be cognizant of when having names on a public Misha Beirach list. One thing. Another thing, when we daven for people, this is something I mentioned in passing the other day, when we daven for people, we're davening for things that are at least medically plausible. It can be unlikely, that's fine, but it has to at least be possible, I should say, that it could happen. If a person is in a certain state and the doctors say, there's no way this is ever going to improve, it is what it is, to daven for them on the Misha Beirach list as Refuah Shleimah doesn't seem to make so much sense. What certainly makes sense in one's personal tefillos is to pray that Hashem should help them deal with the difficulty of the situation, Hashem should help them deal with the physical pain. Those would be certainly fine and correct. Another point that people ask about a lot, what's the story with saying people's names out loud in Misha Beirach, saying people's names quietly? Sometimes you'll go to shuls or minyanim where the gabbai will whisper the names. So the basic issue seems to be a very practical one. There are many times where there are ill people that don't want the public to know their name, don't want the public to know that they're ill. And therefore, in some places, the default is they just say people's names quietly so as not to touch any sensitivities if someone doesn't want their difficult health situation publicized. If you're making Misha Beirach for people who it's not a secret, it would seem to make all the sense in the world to say the names out loud. I mean, if everyone's saying amen, and saying, yes, God, please give them refuah shleimah, it makes sense that they should know who they're saying amen to. So that's how that works out. That's why you'll get different practices with that. But if it's no secret, I see no reason to say the name softly. One last thing about prayer. We were discussing that sometimes you've stopped aggressive treatment, and this it's only really a question of when the person's going to leave this world. So what to daven for, what not to daven for. I just want to share, I've shared this unfortunately with a number of families over the years. Chapter 23, Perek Chaf Gimel in Tehillim, we actually say it frequently at a funeral, Hashem Yish ends with the pasuk, Hashem Yishmor Tseischa Uvoecha Me'atav Yad Olam. God should guard your going out and your coming from now and ever. And there are mefarshim, there are commentators who explain that the going out refers to leaving this world. And when families know it's almost near the end, I think it's a very powerful chapter of Tehillim to say, maybe particularly in the presence of the ill, that it's in God's hands at this point, and just God should watch over the person as they gradually leave this world. Again, not an easy prayer, but a very meaningful one. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.